And now we go over to our friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. He's fresh back in London after having spent 10 days in Cannes, where he followed the International Film Festival there that ended on Sunday evening, the main award being the Palme d'Or. Peter, welcome back from Cannes.
Thanks very much, Linda.
I don't know who won. Can you start by telling us?
I can. The winner was the Austrian director Michael Haneke. Is probably better known for such films as Funny Games and Cachet, but this time he made a film called The White Ribbon, set in Germany in 1913, a rather long film, and in black and white, rather classic style, reminded me of Ingmar Bergman at times.
Die Frau heute, was hat die gehabt?
Welche Frau? Ach so, die war tot.
And it's an exploration of people in the village, their suspicions, interactions. Very well done, of course. And I'd better add, he got the International Critics Prize and he also got a commendation from the ecumenical jury.
Did you like the film?
It's not the kind of film that one likes because the characters are not likeable and Haneke himself is fairly cold and analytic in his presentation of the film. So it's more one that I admired very much rather than being drawn into.
Why did the jury decide to give him the highest prize?
Well, funnily enough, the competition wasn't all that strong, which is not to say anything against his film, but there were very few, even though the directors had all won prizes at Cannes before, there were very few that kind of leapt off the screen to say, you know, I am a winner. And so his and the film that won the Grand Jury Prize called A Prophet by Jacques Audiard, I think they were the two that actually leapt off the screens and they were rewarded.
Let's talk about the Ecumenical Prize, which is especially interesting for us. Who won that?
Well, I hate to tell you, but for the ninth time, Ken Loach. He's won so many over the years, and his film Looking for Eric was the Ecumenical Jury winner.
Why? Wow, can you explain that to us?
Yes, I'd actually like to talk about it at greater length in a week or two because it's getting almost immediate release. But one of the things about Ken Loach over the decades is that he's very justice concerned. He makes films about the working class, and I suppose that's intensity and social consciousness that often gets to our juries. This one, I'd have to add, is actually quite funny.
Sometimes we forget that you're just a man.
I'm not a man. I am Cantona.
And one doesn't associate humour so much with Ken Loach, but Looking for Eric is basically about a man aged about 50, a postie in Manchester, who's really feeling very down, and his mates suggest an exercise, you know, look at yourself through somebody's eyes, somebody you admire.
Now, with your eyes closed, breathing slowly.
What's best, in through the nose and out through the mouth?
Breathe through your arse, if you like, just breathe.
He chooses the footballer Eric Cantona, who then materialises, and they have a lot of conversations, and some of those are very funny. And there's a climax where they attack a group of young thugs, which is actually very funny as well. So the applause at the end at the press screening was very, very strong.
Eric Cantona himself plays himself in the film,
doesn't he?
He
plays himself, yes. Although he's given a lot of proverbs and aphorisms to say, which I thought were his. But I read in the notes that he said the screenwriter Paul Laverty wrote those for him and he delivered them as if they were his own.
For what reasons did it win the Ecumenical Prize?
Basically, that sense of social justice and concern for ordinary people, the possibility of people working with each other and really giving each other confidence. So justice and relationships with the touch of humour. And that, I suppose, as a perspective, dramatising what we call gospel values.
Can we just remind listeners who maybe didn't hear the program we did speaking specifically about the Ecumenical Prize, what is the value of this prize?
Well, it's the opportunity for the churches at such a festival as Cannes, probably the foremost festival in the world, but at many of the others, to say that we as churches appreciate the arts over the centuries, and so film art, and we want to affirm that the film stories do present values and offer an opportunity for people to understand the gospel values in story form. And so not only affirming the films, but also the filmmakers. And I've always thought that the church organizations for cinema actually are a bridge between the church itself and the professional world of cinema. I might add that Ken Loach himself, in 2004, was invited to Cannes by the ecumenical organizations for the 30th anniversary of the award, and he came and he spoke very well and really appreciated winning so many prizes. And he remarked that his screenwriter, Paul Laverty from Scotland, was a seminarian in Rome for some years, and he said he's discovered through him and I think the dozen films that they've made that the Catholic Church is not monolithic, but there's such a variety there of perspectives, and he's begun to appreciate that. So that's an example of, I think, the value of an award.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter. Is there anything else you'd like to say just to wrap up our Cannes parentheses?
Yes, the ecumenical jury made a slightly tongue-in-cheek remark at the end. They wanted to offer an anti-prize to the film Antichrist by Lars von Trier. But when I lined up to get in to see the film, there were so many people there, we were turned away. So I can't give you a first-hand response to Antichrist, but our jury wanted to say that they thought that his treatment of women needed some kind of adverse comment. So that was a bit of an extra that the ecumenical jury offered. And as a postscript, Charlotte Gainsbourg won the Best Actress Award for Antichrist, but if anybody's looking at the poster for Quentin Tarantino's misspelt, so to speak, Inglourious Bastards, I actually enjoyed it very much. And the man who played the SS officer won the Best Actor Award, and he really stole the show. So there were a lot of interesting things in Cannes, as well as our ecumenical jury.
Thank you very much, Peter. And that was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.